The Orphans will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Andre Pandolfo Damiani, Naomi Rath, and David O'Ryan for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and get ad-free listening, production updates, and a lot more, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic.
The first memory I have is of water. It was soft, peaceful. I felt no fear, no pain, no suffering. I still go back to that memory when I feel afraid. What came next, none of us could quite grasp.
Hello?
Test evacuation successful. Continue pods 2 through 19. Evacuation successful. Beginning mobile mainframe transfer. And welcome all. Look, I'm going to level with you. I don't have the time or, quite frankly, the desire to speak to you for any longer than I already have. I have my own things to deal with. After all, we are about to crash.
Have a lovely landing.
Orphans. Episode 1. The Crash. It was chaos when we first landed. Things came for us.
Wait!
kept running until we couldn't stand anymore. That there were six of us, three men, three women.
What do we do now?
Shh. We need to find shelter.
What about food?
Just quiet. They could still be out there.
Don't be stupid. They couldn't have followed us this far.
No, she's right. Let's just stay quiet for a bit longer, just to make sure. Is anyone hurt?
I am. One of those things swiped me. I've got a gash down my arm.
I can bandage you up.
With what?
You can use long leaves to cover the wound. Make sure it's not exposed. I'll go get some stuff.
What was that thing chasing us?
It was more than one.
They were big.
And strong.
I was running with two others. Then one of them pounced on them.
What? We need to name these things.
I mean, giant bears?
No, that's stupid.
You name it then.
Okay, an untamed. What? It's a good name.
Fine. We'll go with it. One of the... I can't do it.
You could just call them dogs.
Yeah, I like it. It's simple.
And not stupid.
Hey.
Right. So as I was saying, the dogs are vicious. They took down two survivors at once. They just tore into them.
Did anyone see how many survivors there were?
There were 15, maybe 20.
There's only six of us here. They can't have gotten that many. It takes longer than that to eat someone.
They weren't eating the bodies. They left them.
What? So they're just killing us?
Maybe.
Does anyone remember how we actually got here?
We ran?
No. How did we crash?
I can't remember.
No, me neither.
No, I can't remember anything.
Neither can I.
So no one remembers anything?
What is it? Shut up!
Something's coming!
Get behind us!
Hello! I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit, but you can call me Jeffrey. Don't think too hard about the acronym. Has the crash damaged your speech centers?
No.
How curious, then, that you fail to communicate a simple greeting. It is very rude if I do say so myself.
What are you?
I am the functional reasoning unit for the Venture, contained within a version 8 backup bot. I was transferred just before the crash.
No way. Venture?
The ship you just crashed in. I know you've just been through a... trauma, but please try and keep up.
Do you know why the ship crashed?
I was hoping you could illustrate that point. I was transferred to this vehicle and it appears that my memory banks were damaged before the transfer was complete.
Do you know who any of us are?
I'm afraid not. I have no memories predating approximately 5 minutes before the crash.
But did you see those things chasing us?
Your specificity is enthralling.
The dogs that attacked the survivors.
Well, that explains the corpses.
How many?
9. Skulls crushed, brains everywhere. Horrible way to go, well... I assume. This, of course, isn't counting those who died in the crash.
Oh my god, I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, I appear to have said something rather graphic.
But did you see them?
No, I'm afraid not. They must have left before I disembarked the ship.
What do you want, then?
You would think that would be rather obvious.
Pretend it isn't.
Well, I would like to return to wherever I came from. None too clear on that point myself. And if that is to happen, you are my best hope.
Hang on. Backup bots have a homing signal that transmits as soon as they land.
I thought you couldn't remember anything.
I don't. I don't think I do. I just know.
Well, in any case, my homing signal has been disabled. I cannot access it in my settings function.
How is that possible?
It shouldn't be.
And yet, it is.
Look, we can deal with that later. That storm is getting closer and the sun is setting. We need to find shelter now. We found a cave just large enough for us all to fit. The robot stood guard. None of us quite knew whether or not we could trust it. but we could trust it more than whatever was out there in those woods. We were cold, hungry and scared, and everything started to sink in. We didn't know who we were. It hit some of us harder than others.
I hate the rain.
Be happy you're not in it, then.
What's your name? I'm Will.
Oh, I'm Valerie.
You look like a Valerie.
What's that supposed to mean? You don't even remember what a Valerie's supposed to look like. But you've got a shit name.
What? And Valerie isn't.
I'm Nora.
I'm Richard.
Dad.
Olivia? I think.
Hey, don't cry. It's okay, we're safe here.
How do you know? For all any of us know, those things are going to come back and they're going to kill us in our sleep.
Well, that's why Jeffrey's keeping watch.
Yeah, and who's to say he isn't working with them?
Oh, excuse me, it is quite rude to talk about someone behind their back.
Sorry.
Listen, there is a lot that we don't know right now. But what I do know is that we'll figure this out. Together.
Okay.
Try to get some rest. We're going to have a lot of work to do tomorrow.
All right, yeah.
It hit Olivia the hardest. You could see it behind her eyes. We were lost, fresh and clean, barely fighting to survive.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
In what way?
What?
Do you mean to say that this is a morning which is good? A sure expression of sarcasm, considering our rather dire situation. Or do you mean this as a meaningless expression of greeting, reserved exclusively for the early hours of the day?
The second.
I see.
Any activity last night?
There was a small mammal crawling up the third tree to the left.
A threat?
No, I believe it simply wanted nuts, as these things tend to do.
Right. Any sign of the dogs?
Is this the sort of event to which you were referring?
Yes. Thank you, Geoffrey.
How far out?
Seems far off. I don't think we need to worry about it just yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was about 3, maybe 4 clicks to the... I don't know, can you call that east? That's where the sun's rising.
Let's just presume.
Geoffrey, what direction's the ship?
Well, if we base this off your estimation of magnetic fields, the ship would be due west of our location.
Right. We need to get to that ship.
What? Are you kidding?
We need supplies. We need to eat. That ship is the only source of supplies that we know of.
And what if the dogs are there?
We need to take that chance, otherwise we're going to starve.
What we need to do is find proper shelter. We can't stay in this cave forever.
Fine. You, Baz, Olivia and Valerie go and find shelter. Find somewhere isolated, somewhere that's going to be hard for them to get in. Go north. William, Geoffrey and I will go to the ship and get supplies. We'll meet back here by sunset. Anyone have a problem with that? Right. Let's go.
Wait. I want to come with you guys.
Okay. Come on. As we approached the ship, we saw them. More than half a dozen bodies mangled across the field. The flies got there before we did. The smell was... I've yet to come across anything like it since.
Oh, fuck me.
It's all right, mate.
Cover your mouths. Just power through, we're almost there.
Fascinating.
What?
Easily these creatures tore through your delicate little bodies.
Just keep going.
All right, where are we going? This thing is too big, and we need a plan.
How big is this thing, Geoffrey?
The Venture is precisely 562 metres long by 393 metres at its widest point, with an overall height of 150 metres.
Oh, great.
Any idea where we can find supplies?
The specificity of your race is astounding. But in any case, yes, follow me.
We'd been walking for a couple of hours now. It was approaching midday and we didn't have a thing to show for it. The forest wouldn't break. And if we didn't find something soon, we'd have to turn back to meet the others in time. Oh, Olivia was riding my last nerve. If we didn't get somewhere soon, I'd have killed her myself.
How much longer are we going to keep walking like this?
Until we find shelter.
There has to be a clearing somewhere. I'm so tired.
Shut up! Please, can we just have quiet for 2 seconds without you talking shit?
I'm sorry, I'm just saying. I think we could stop somewhere.
Please, just shut up. What? How are they this close?
What do we do?
Shut the fuck up and climb!
We got high enough just in time for it to come through the trees. It was huge. None of us could get a good look at it. It was a mass of fur and legs, one of the dogs from the ship. But something wasn't right about it. It looked wrong. It smelled disgusting. I had to hold back from gagging. Thought the other two were going to lose it. Then came the sounds.
just leave, like it was frightened.
Or called away.
Right, let's get moving.
What was that?
I don't know. Let's keep going. We're nearly there, right?
Yes, in fact, it's just up there on your right.
What exactly is it?
An armory.
Right. Look for some kind of container, something to carry everything back in. Stay on guard. The second we opened that door, a new smell hit us. It tore through our nostrils. It was decay mixed with something sickly sweet. There's someone in here.
Alive?
I don't see how it could be.
What do you mean?
Come have a look. His neck had been torn open. It looked as though his spinal cord had been severed. His flesh was grey with rot.
You think the crash did this?
Maybe.
What else could it have been?
I don't know. Let's just be on our guard in case it wasn't just the crash. This place has killed enough people, I don't plan on being one of them.
Oh, fuck me. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
There was every kind of weapon you could imagine lining the far wall. This is it, boys. Grab as many as you can. You too, Jeffrey. If we're going to survive, we're going to need to defend ourselves.
If I must. You shall find the greenhouse on the right-hand side and the kitchen on the left.
Jeffrey, you take the greenhouse. Find me seeds, potatoes, something we can grow. Will, I need you to go to the kitchen. We need stuff that will last. Baz, with me. We'll scout ahead and see if there's any tech we need.
Great.
As you wish.
I really don't like this place.
I know what you mean.
It just feels like...
like death.
Yeah. I don't want to have to come back here. Ahead of us was a door. It was larger and grander than anything we'd come across yet.
What do you think's behind that one?
With any luck, something useful.
Ah! Ah, get off me! Oh, get off me!
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. It looked human.
Not the eyes.
I looked into its eyes. Baz was right. They weren't human. There were no discernible pupils or irises. Instead, there were green curves twisting up and around the eye, flashes of gold and silver lying near the green. Its skin was grey and rotting. Parts of it had been ripped open. Its guts were just as grey as the skin. It was the exact same as the body in the armory. Something tells me this isn't an isolated incident. Let's check this place for anything we can use and get out of here quick. You go and check the console, I'm going to check the storage.
What do you think this place was?
It looks like the bridge of the ship. Those big metal shutters are covers for the windshield. They deploy before a crash to prevent any more damage. Oh, yes!
What have you got?
Voice recorders! This is great, we can record everything!
Nora, you may want to come look at this.
What?
It's you.
This is Corporal Nora Evans. We reported an emergency aboard. It is unclear the origin of the distress, but it's affected most of the crew. We've reported numerous deaths aboard, including that of Major Valor Steele. We've had no choice but to...
Where'd it go?
I'll try to get it back. Shit.
What is it?
The window shutters, they're opening.
It's fine, just as long as it doesn't... Great. Let's go, now.
Wait. Look.
Out the window, far off into the distance, was some kind of structure. It was huge, maybe 20 stories high, finishing in a large dome.
This was no natural structure. Someone had built it. Other intelligent life was on this planet.
We need to go! Run! Get the door!
What's happened?
Just go!
Thank you for listening to The Orphans. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortescom. You can support the show by going over to patreon.com/lightandtragic or by heading to the link in the description to find our merch store or our fan Discord server. Amy Kember was Nora. Alex Bird was Baz. James Barbarossa was Jeffrey. Gavin Richards was Richard. Ruby Parker Harbord was Valerie. Declan Galpin was William. And Laura Gerling was Olivia. The music is by James Barbarossa. This has, as always, been a Light and Tragic production. Thank you very much for listening.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.